But I wanted to show you some of the, talk about some of the available genomic tests. So what do we have on the market right now? How we should use them, what they're good for, what we should not use them for, and things like that. So first of all, they are, a lot of them are available through breed associations. So they have a number of breed, most of the breed associations, they partner with some of the genomic companies. Everybody knows Zoetis, right? But then you have the GeneSeq or Neogen. You're going to hear a lot of these terms. So you have the SNP chips that are called really by the number of markers you are going to have on them. So we started with this one, which was called the 3K. All that means, it means 3,000. SNPs or genetic markers on this chip. And then we had the 50K, which is still the most widely used SNP chip everywhere. So this has 50,000 markers on it. And then we have the HD version of the test, which is a 700,000 markers on it. So if you hear those names, it's all related to how many markers you have available on those things. And the price, of course, will vary depending on the more markers you have, the more expensive it's going to be. But usually right now, and this also changes with time, so prices usually go down. But for high density, like a 50K or a 700K, you can expect to pay anywhere between $75 to $90 for one of them. And then you have some of the lower density, maybe a 3K, maybe 20K. Those are usually cheaper, $45 to $55. Again, this one, you know, if I would come back in maybe 6 months, probably prices would be a little bit lower, and maybe you have a few more other chips to talk about. So those are changing quite fast. But these are the ones that the breed associations will use. So if you decide to add the genomic information, you can pick and say, okay, I want to run a 50K SNP chip, and then they do it. All you have to do is send in your blood sample, which is very easy to collect. Or you can send hair sample, and then they do everything else. So they'll send it where they need to send it. They get the information. They include it into their regular genetic evaluation. What you really get back, if you do it through the association, you get a genomic enhanced TPD. So this is going to be the one where all the phenotypes and the pedigree were accounted for, and you just add on top of all that information, you just add the genomic. And that's really the best thing you can get. So these are the ones, if you can, okay, these are the best tools that you could have, a genomic enhanced TPD, just because that already has a pretty good accuracy from your regular EPD, but genomics is going to increase that accuracy a little bit more. So if available through your associations, these are always the way to go. You do have a bunch of other tests, and this, you know, they are for some of those simple traits that we talked in the beginning, horn pull. I put this one here. This one doesn't work that well in Bosindicus either. So, you know, we learned that Bosindicus, the inheritance of that horn or bull condition, it's a little bit more complex than we thought. So it's not always, if the test says yes, it doesn't always mean yes if you have a Bosindicus cattle. So that doesn't quite work very well all the time in a Bosindicus. Works great in both horse breeds. Coat color works pretty well. Genetic abnormalities, they work. These are smaller genetic tests, and you buy them individually. They are different labs where you can send the blood samples to. They cost anywhere between $22 and $45. If you do parentage, probably... Anybody's doing parentage? Yes, so that's very, you know, a lot of the producers are using that. That's anywhere between $18 and $30, and many of these tests are going to be available. So if you have it, if you purchase it as an add-on from, you know, to that high-density genotype that goes into the genomic EPD, then you can get them cheaper if you add things up to that genomic EPD. But what I wanted to focus on was, you know, what do we use on commercial cattle? Because I think that's where most of you would be interested in learning about. So there are several tests that are marketed for use on commercial cattle, and these are, you know, not directly part of your breed association genetic evaluation program. So those, you are not going to get a genomic EPD back, but you're going to get a genetic test which you can read for the different traits that you're interested in. The problem with this, we are just starting to get to them, and right now if you look, I try to look and find any paper in the scientific literature that would document the performance, and I couldn't find any. So I'm sure that we started to do this at UF, and I'm sure other programs are working on it, but like right now, if I want to know, if I buy this test and use it in a population outside of where it was developed, there is not a lot of research done on it yet. So I cannot tell you exactly how well they would work in your populations, but those should come out pretty soon. Which tests are those? So if you do have any Angus in your population, so the Angus genetics, right, they have four different tests. They are all marketed by Zoetis, and you have two tests which are designed for animals which are at least 75% Angus. So not for you to use on your, if you have any registered Angus, that's not what you should use. Those should go through your genetic evaluation and get the genomic EPDs. But if they are not registered and they are more than 75% black, then these are the ones you should use. And this information is not, as I said, is not going to get incorporated into your national evaluation, genetic evaluation, so it's not going to influence the genomic EPD of the animals which were registered. There are two of them. One is called the GeneMax Advantage. This is the most expensive one, $39. GeneMax Focus, it's a cheaper one at $70. So I wanted to show you what you have in them. The GeneMax Advantage is marketed as a heifer selection and mating tool. Okay? So these are the traits that are included in the test. And you can look at each one of them individually if you want. You get a score on each one. But you also get three indices. Okay? So, you know, we didn't talk about this a lot, but most of you are interested in more than just one trait. You know, if you are only interested in one trait, right, if this is really all you care about, you can look at winning weight and ignore the rest. But most of the time, you'll want a combination of those things. So what they did, they created those economic indices so you can look directly at those scores. They have one which they call a cow advantage index. So this is mostly looking at heifer development, pregnancy and calving, and the cell of weaned progeny. And then the other index is called the feeder advantage. This one will predict net return of feeder calf, okay, due to growth, feed efficiency, and the carcass merit. And then they have the third index, which is really a total. So you get all of those traits, cow advantage and feeder advantage, into this total advantage. And that's really what it is. They take those traits, they weigh them into some sort of discussion. So then if you are really interested in just code advantage, you look at this index. But I've got all those trades accounted for into one index. I can look at that score. I can make the selection decision based on just one score. The GMBAX Focus, this is a cheaper one. And this one only gives you, so that was for replacement heifers. This is really looking at a feedlot gain and marbling. And you also get a sire sonnet from it. This one also has two kind of indices. One is marbling and gain. The other one is just really a marbling prediction based, which is ranked against their database. Yes.
This is just for Angus still?
This would be for, it's not purebred registered Angus, it's anything which is 75% or higher. Yes. So if you have 75% or higher Angus, these are going to be perfect. Okay? Yes. So those are the options. Those are the options if you have 75% or higher Angus, and if you don't have, if they are not registered, you've got two different genomic tests that you can run on them. This is another company. It's called PredictGen. This is actually a new one, and this is exactly the opposite. So now, if you have less than 75% Angus, if you have either straight bred or crossbred, so that's probably where, you know, a lot of you will maybe look at heifer selection tool. It is marketed by Zoetis, but again, this is less than 75% Angus and includes either a purebred or a crossbred. But they are looking at British Continental. So let me show you first what traits you have on this one. Carcass traits, you've got marbling score, yield grade, breed merit, and tenderness. They do have an index where they use the marbling and the yield grade together. They weigh them in some fashion, so you only look at one number. And it's very easy to read. You get a score between 0 and 100. 50 is the average of all the data they have in their database. So you can also look at that score and kind of know how your cattle compares to, you know, everything else, which would be a straight bred or crossbred British Continental. They looked at those, and you know, we were talking about accuracy a little bit. They looked at, if I use this test, instead of measuring those traits, what's the correlation? So this is correlation with direct performance. And those are the numbers they have. So I think they did this in maybe 10,000 animals. They look at, just by using the genetic test, how does that correlate to the real tenderness? How does that relate to the real yield grade and the marbling? And these are the correlations. You can see the higher correlation is for marbling, but this is also the trait that has the higher heritability, so that's not surprising. So about 45% correlation of just the genetic test to the real marbling phenotype. Okay, it's not 100%. It doesn't mean if I use the test, I'm going to be able to predict exactly the marbling, okay? And that's because, remember, I told you this morning, a lot of times when you have a genetic test, you have a small number of markers, you have a small number of genes you have on that. We don't know about all of them. So that's why, you know, we put everything we know about, but we don't know about all of them yet. So right now, if I just ran the test, the correlation to the real phenotype is 45%. But then I can run this test when the animal is born, and if I have a very high score for marbling, and marbling is what I want, I can make a decision of where this animal is going to go. Do I keep it? Do I, you know, you can make a decision, instead of having to wait until you actually measure the marbling either with an ultrasound later on or the real marbling on the individual. Okay, so those are straight correlations. And these are going to improve, you know. I said, we do this research, we have a multi-breed herd at US, we use a lot, we have a lot of these traits already collected, we were able to genotype all of them, so the cattlemen, the Florida cattlemen, they gave us money last year to genotype all those animals. We are ready to, you know, try to get some data out of those that's going to improve some of those correlations. So we are all working on those, and they will get better over time. But that's what you have right now. And then the last one I have now, this is probably the most, the closer to what you need. It's coming from, it used to be GeneSeq, then they called themselves Neogen, and then they bought the identity. So you can, you know, if you Google them, either one of them will take you to the same company. They're all the same. They have two type of tests. One of them is for anything 75% or higher of Angus, and the other one is for crossbred and purebred cow. So for Angus, they have Angus silver and then Angus gold. And then for crossbred or purebred, which is other than Angus, they just have identity gold and identity silver. So if you look at Angus now, you can see the prices. So this is a $25. This is strictly for Angus and includes all those traits: calving geese, maternal, heifer pregnancy, docility, milk, average daily gain, marbling. The gold will have all of these traits plus birth weight, mature weight, residual average daily gain, winning weight, tenderness, free body area, back fat thickness, carcass weight. Okay, but this is a $40, but you get all of those traits together. And then, but this is, let me go back. This is for Angus or more than 75% Angus. If you have crossbred cattle, they do have this, which is identity gold or silver. It is marketed by Neogen or GeneSeq. And they do, if you look at their website, they say these are DNA profiles for crossbred and purebred cattle. So if I would be in Florida, I would say, you know, that's really what I need, because I have crossbred mostly, but I also have some purebred, and some of them are something else than just Angus. So the silver has 6 traits, the gold has 13, so they have the 6 and the 7, and it's the same price, $25. Or $40 for the complete set of traits that you would be interested in. So I was looking at what population they used to develop this, and they say we used large populations, thousands of animals, and we had EPDs, so tens of thousands of animals, so various biological types. So I thought, well, that's great, because we know those markers are not the same across the breed. So if I use many breeds to develop those, it means it should work on all of those breeds. But the problem is when you go, and this is not on their website, but when you go and ask, they tell you these are the 6 breed associations that they work with. So you've got the Black Angus, Hereford, Limousin. So if you have any of those purebreds or any of those crosses on in your populations, this test should work just great. But what you do not see on that list, you don't see any Brahmin. And that's, to me, that is the red flag that I see when I look at those tests, because we know from every time we look at those tests, they are great for the breed you developed it in, It's okay for a breed outside if it's a Bos Taurus breed, but if you go to a Bos Syndicus, like a Brahma or any cross that has some Brahmin influence in it, they are not going to be good. So in terms of how much of an impact you have, well, when you take those tests and you use it in a crossbred commercial population, that correlation goes down to maybe 0.3, okay? Which, it's not too bad, but it's not, you know, in the purebred population, those would be a lot higher, maybe at 0.6, 0.7. But you go to a crossbred commercial population, is 0.3. And if you go to a breed which is not in the original training set, like those six breeds I showed you on the previous slide, that's going to be even lower, which means you're probably going to be around 10% correlation of those. So, which means, you know, going back to your ranking, if it's a lower correlation, it means, you know, if I ran those heifers and I say this is the best, if they rerun quite a bit, those could be your worst. So, you know, how much weight you can put on those right now. If you have, and I'm going to, I think that's all I have. I'm going to go back to that slide just so you can see. If you have any of those, that should work just great. But I think anytime you have some Brahmin influence there, I would be a little bit skeptical about investing the type of money, because I don't think it's going to take you where you want to go. But we are working on it. So we are, a lot of other people are, I think Brandis is the one that it's maybe a little bit ahead, and they are developing genomic EBDs and they do have some tests. Our population we can use to, you know, put some more genotypes and increase those accuracies and correlations. So work is being done, but the take-home message here would be, I think this is a great technology. I think it can help you a lot, but right now you need to pay attention and ask what, you know, what was their population that they developed it? Is it going to work in your population? Depending on, you know, the composition of your population, some of those might not be good for you. So that's the only thing you need to keep in mind. But they are going to get better, and I think they are going, because you can then look at maybe selecting replacement heifers based on those genetic tests. And that would, you know, be a good